Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Hey. So the four-point plan for today is we're going to identify the 3 points that we're going to highlight from the Daf, then we'll get to the Simen, how we're going to connect those points to the Daf. Then we're going to do back Hazara on the previous 3 Dapim, and then we'll do a pop quiz at the very end. So here we go. So the first point is about Kriya Shema Amita, that one who says Kriya Shema Amita is likened to one who holds a double-edged sword to slay Mazikin, to slay demons, protect himself. The second point is that we have a lot of inyanim related to Yisurim, to suffering on this daf. So in the midst of the sugi of Yisurim, we're going to focus on one point, and that's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 3 matanos tomos, 3 good gifts to Klal Yisrael, which all have to be acquired through Yisurim, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. So the 3 things, the 3 matanos tomos, the 3 good gifts that Klal Yisrael has to acquire through Yisurim, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And the final point is, we learn that a person can't free himself from his own prison. How so? From Amud Beis, we learn that Rav Yochanan, who was healing everybody else, he needed someone to heal him. So even though he had the capacity to heal others, he needed someone to heal him. And we have the call, Ein Chavush Matir Atzmo Bebeis Asurin, that someone who's in prison can't free himself from his own prison. So the 3 points are, Kriya Shema Amita, it's like holding a double-edged sword. Then the 3 Matanos Tovos, that are acquired through Yisurin, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And then, Ein Chavush Matir Atzmo Beis Yisurin, you can't free yourself from your own prison. You need help. So those are the 3 points. So what's the Simen? So for Daf Hey, we're going to use hay, like a haystack. So what's the Simen? So you have the sick person, like suffering, sitting on a bed of hay. So he's sitting up on a bed of hay, and he's saying, Kriya Shema Amita with one hand, while he's holding a sword with the other. And he's visited by a rabbi holding 3 gifts, great gifts, good gifts, who's come to heal him. So once again, you have a sick person, so we think of Yisurin, sitting up on a bed of hay, saying Kriya Shema Amita, very appropriate. With one hand, he's holding a sword with the other, because that's the power of Kriya Shema Amita, and he's visited by a rabbi holding 3 gifts, the 3 Matanos Tovos, who has come to heal him, because a person can't free himself from his own prison. So that's the Simen for Daf Hey. So now let's go back and review from Daf Beis. So Daf Beis is a bias. What do we learn about Kriya Shema at night? We learned that a Kohen can eat his Truma at Seis, doesn't have to wait till the morning. And then we have the third point is that there are 6 different shitas, 6 different opinions as to the earliest time to recite the Shema, one of them being an Ani. Daf Gimel was the Gamal. So we have the 3 Mishmaros in the heavenly Mishmar in the heavens when Hashem roars like a lion. We have the 3 reasons why one can't enter a churva, suspicious behavior, danger of collapse, danger of harmful mazik in there. And then we have Daf Dal, we have Moshe Rabbeinu saying kechatzos and not chatzos exactly. So the Egyptians didn't have a chance to question Hashem's precision. Then we have the Malchokas, whether you should be soma gula tefila at night. And if so, Hashkiveinu, when it's recited, is considered a gula richta, an extension of the idea of redemption. And then one who says Asherei 3 times is guaranteed a makom, a place in Olam Haba. And there we had that massive door in front of the shul, had a big clock. When the clock struck midnight, it would flash Asherei 3 times, and that would remind the minyan to be soma gula tefila at Maariv. All right, so now it's time for the pop quiz. All right, so where do we have the Gimel Mishmaros? What daf was that on, the 3 Mishmaros? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. And where do we have one who says Asherei 3 times is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba? What daf is that on? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. And where do we have 6 different opinions as to the earliest time to say Kriya Shema at night? That's on Daf Beis. And where do we learn that there are 3 Matanos Tovos, 3 good gifts that are only acquired through Yisurin? That's on Daf Hey. Where do we learn that David Melch's harp would sound at Chatzos because of the wind, the northern wind that would blow? That's on Daf Gimel. Great. Where do we have the idea that you should not go into a churva because of different concerns? That's on Daf Gimel. Terrific. And where do we have the idea that a person can't free himself from his own prison? That's on Daf Hey. Great, so we now completed our pop quiz for Daf Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru Daf Simanim, wishing you a great day and great learning.